Doctrine-based Imama. This is by far one of the closest to the best, I would say. And I think many of us can relate to it. Proving the Imama of 12 Imams from the Holy Quran, Ahadith, Seerah, and history. So they use the right and good sources to prove the Imama of the 12 Imams. For them, the focus is to prove that these 12 infallible Imams are the divinely appointed Imams. A very noble thing to do, right? They prove that Imama is the continuation of divine guidance, and now the Imama is in occultation, who simply guides pious individuals. I'm sorry, Imam is in occultation, right? So Imam is already guiding. And they give the examples even, you know, behind the clouds. And there's a hadith that they use to say that Imam is like sun behind the clouds, right? It benefits those who cannot even look at him directly, right? So they're generally focused on academic efforts to prove the general and overall concept and doctrine of Imama. What are their goals? If you ask them, you know, they say, we would like to make other believers believe in the concept, or other Muslims believe in the concept of Imama, of the infallible Imams, as it is essential requirement of being a mu'min. Again, a very noble thing to do if you're helping someone improve in their understanding and getting connected to the infallible Imams, mashallah. Then they say, you know, our goal is to provide proofs and arguments to prove that Imama is the continuation of Nubuwa. Again, a very good thing, a very Shia thing to do. Then prove that the 12 Imams were or are infallible beings and the best guides for human beings. Again, on the dot, they are the role models. Connect people to the infallible Imams and grow their belief in the 12th Imam. Very noble thing and very good thing to do. Generally keep the masses engaged in discussions of, this is where it's important. Generally keep the people and the believers engaged in discussions of the history of Imams or the future of Imams, or the history of Imama or the future of Imama. They rarely engage in the implications of Imama in the present time. It was all noble about them that we read here, right? But when it comes to the present time, they're silent, as if nothing is happening. 35,000 people can be massacred in Gaza, so be it. We are proving the Imama of the 12 Imams from the Quran and Hadith and history. This is their excuse. We are academics, we're not politicians. Islam and politics are here. The question is humanity. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei said that it is not even the issue of Islamic world anymore, it is the issue of the entire humanity. Yet some of these greats who wear Imama, who wear libas, yet wouldn't utter a single word in the support of the oppressed and against the oppressors. They're busy doing what? Proving the Imama of 12 Imams. And that to who? To Shias. This is doctrine-based Imama. Usually, who are these people? Usually Shia scholarship, academics, researchers, book readers. You know, they pretend as if they have nothing to do with what's going on in the world. Who says who? Which Islam do you believe in? Where did that whole kunu li zalimi khasman wa lil mazlumi awna went? Where did the hadith of Prophet went? Man asbaha wa lam yahtamma bi umuril muslimin fa laysa bi muslim. Oh, we're just researchers. We're academics. We're intellectuals. This is not our job to speak about the issue of Palestine. So you're telling me it's the job of Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, but not your job. As if you're doing something bigger than him. You're more intellectual than him. You're more academic than him. You're more spiritual than him. After all this that is going on, this is so painful. Even in the holy city of Qom. What is the barnama in the occultation? During occultation, Imama is dysfunctional, non-operational, suspended for all practical purposes. Imama during the time of the major occultation is nothing more than a concept or belief. And this is one of the issues that has rotten, that has turned us into rotten ummah. It's a mental construct. It's a belief. It's just something you need to carry in your head, in your heart. That's about it. It's a concept. No, Baba. Imama was never just a concept. And we will explain what Imama is in a few minutes. They say it has no major or significant implications on our everyday communal lives or the society at large. Imama has nothing to do with it. But while Allah sent Imama exactly for that purpose. But according to these aghayun, these researchers, these scholars, these academics, Imama has nothing to do with the mainstream society. Imama is just a belief and brings no socio-political responsibility on us during the major occultation.